Building better artificial intelligence for the hiring process. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCurdy-Carino. AI is commonly used in automated recruitment programs. It helps narrow down a large pool of applicants using algorithms to match job seekers to open positions. But there are growing concerns this technology is disproportionately excluding certain groups, like women, people of color, or those who don't have college degrees, even when they're perfectly qualified. Take Saray Primus. Growing up in Michigan with a dad who spent four decades working for General Motors, she had an example of what a career was. But Primus says for most of her working life, all she had were jobs.
You don't really go further in the position that you're in. So, you know, you're just there to do that job and go home, do it all over again.
She's made it to manager, sometimes in two or three different jobs at once, at a car dealership, a fast food restaurant, and a clothing store. But she never made it to the next level up, she says, because she didn't have a four-year degree. An increasing number of employers have vowed to do away with that requirement, but degree bias is often embedded in the screening software companies use, says Shad Ahmed with the nonprofit Opportunity at Work.
How do you create a job description that doesn't fall back on degree requirements? Our systems haven't caught up with that.
The artificial intelligence typically used to filter resumes doesn't just look for degrees. It zeroes in on specific schools, previous employers, and titles, which likely had degree requirements, or keywords like collaborative synergies that only someone who went to business school would know to use.
It's not necessarily the algorithm's fault that they're biased. Those algorithms are trained based on history and trained by humans. And unfortunately, our labor market historically has used degree requirements as a proxy for skills.
So Ahmed's organization created its own hiring platform called StellarWorks, which aims to do away with those biased proxies and hone in on actual skills. Mohan Reddy is the co-founder of SkyHive, which built the algorithms that power the platform.
So a job is a collection of skills. A person is a collection of skills.
SkyHive uses artificial intelligence, tested constantly for bias, to find patterns in those skills in a more objective way than humans can.
When people write jobs, write the job descriptions, they're very biased.
They often include coded language that ends up being exclusionary and wish lists of nice-to-have but unnecessary skills, some of which could easily be learned on the job. Meanwhile, non-traditional candidates often overlook the valuable and transferable skills they've gained in seemingly unrelated jobs. StellarWorks uses SkyHive to make those connections.
That opens up new career pathways, new opportunities.
Like, for instance, the opportunity for someone with lots of retail and customer service experience to use her communication and team leadership skills as a supervisor at an automaker.
Now I have a career and not just a job.
Last year, Saray Primus used StellarWorks to get a full-time position as a group leader for powertrain manufacturing at General Motors. It's one of more than 100 companies using the platform to fill jobs that otherwise might have required degrees.
I went home one day and I went in my room and I actually kind of cried because, you know, I had my dad passed away and I was able to stay and look up in the heavens and tell my dad, I have a career, Dad, I did it.
Now that she's no longer working three jobs to get by, she's using her free time to pursue a college degree in business. I'm Megan McCurdy-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.